All right, Shane McElrath. I was kind of talking about you a little bit on one of my shows, and I was like, hey, I think Shane's going to be really good because he's been racing really a lot. And yes, on a 250, but it's just I like the guys that have been doing this for a while and all the stuff you've been doing and riding well. And you had a good night tonight, kind of under the radar a little bit. You gave Jet Lawrence a lot out there in the main event. Like, he, again, not something we had on our bingo card, but obviously he was couldn't get by you. So good night.
Yeah, honestly, for me, I didn't – it was a start. I didn't feel like I was – I did anything spectacular, and I wasn't bad either. Yeah. So, yeah, it was kind of just laying a foundation, and that's where I'm working with Zach Osborne now, and he kind of told me – like, I have a smoother riding style, and that's kind of how I've always been, but he's like, I never would have thought you would override a 450 or override the bike, and so – he's like, you've never transitioned to the 450, like, racing. Yeah, yeah. And so that's something that we've, well, recently started working on. But, yeah, I'm in a good position with the team. I'm really excited about being on the team. Really good bike. And just right now I'm a little bit behind on time. But the racing definitely helped me in the off season. And that's where it's like it's not foreign to me out there. It's okay getting comfortable on the bike to where it's like, okay, I can be aggressive. And so middle of the main event, I actually felt pretty good, just really trying to stay calm, like, okay, I need to continue like laying the foundation instead of just kind of like blowing my load early and then just riding around out there. It's I didn't want to do that. So not a bad start, and I think we've got really a lot of room to grow and get better. So I'm excited about that.
That's good. I understand this isn't a full thing, 17 rounds. So we're, what do we got to do? Do we have performance stuff, or do we got to get a sponsor, or what? You know, what do we got to do for that?
It's kind of a moving target. Yeah, we're kind of set on the first half is guaranteed. We need to find some funding for the rest of the season, whether that's through us or through sponsors. Yep. So doing well will definitely help out and pay us a little bit to where we can kind of put that back in. So it's a moving target, and I think it will get more promising if I continue to build and do better. Sure. So
one of the things, though, like, you did have a job with Derek over there, and they wanted you back full round, full series. So this is a bit of a risk you're betting on yourself here a little bit.
100%. I enjoyed working with those guys. I really didn't want to switch bikes and teams again. That was more of a guaranteed short term, but working with Yariv, we're working really for long term. And this year we've just got to navigate through because when I took my off season deal, he was already committed to 25 and even 26. So we both understand that right now we've got to get through this year, and we're kind of willing to do whatever he needs us to do so that we can kind of solidify our spot down the road. So
what do you think of the track tonight?
Honestly, I think it was probably one of the better A1s we've had.
I thought it was one of the more harder A1s than we've had, you know.
It was for sure busy. Like, there was a lot going on. We never really got up to speed, but the build of the track, like, all the jump faces, is like we didn't have square transitions. It was like the jump faces were like perfectly rolled, like kind of like you would expect. Honestly, it definitely got rough in the main, but I felt like it was a pretty one of the best builds I've seen in a while.
Good start for you, and solid start. Definitely. Cool. Right, you gotta be happy.
Thanks.
Yeah,
okay, thanks, Steve.
Thanks.